Welcome, gang, to Hildegard's Radio Room. For the music of Harry Sosnick and his orchestra, our special guests of the evening, there goes the spotlight, and here she comes, our vivacious star, the incomparable Hildegard.
Stole my heart away, who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never be true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
Gentlemen.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for coming along tonight to another informal get-together here in the radio room. Tonight, again, we've invited more of your friends over for the show. So, Harry Sosnick, a little of that walking around music, please.
Oh, good evening, ma'am. How do you do, sir? Oh, it's Mr. John Henry Cameron of Champaign, Illinois. Good evening, sir. And hello, Patsy. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that sprightly queen of high comedy, Patsy Kelly. And it's good to cast me hazel eyes upon the likes of you, Patsy Kelly.
Hildegard, you got a little smorgasbord mixed up with your Irish stew.
You're telling me. Patsy, I see you're looking at that menu. Haven't you ordered it yet?
Oh, yes. I'm going to take this Poule de la Philippe Jardin thing here.
Right? Oh, no. Oh, Patsy, that's not a dish. That's our head waiter.
Yes. I'm smarter than I thought.
Patsy, tell me, Patsy, are you alone tonight?
Well, I might as well be. I'm with Xavier Cougat.
Xavier Cougat? Where is he?
How should I know? Once every hour, he comes over and asks me how I'm doing. Before I can tell him, whatever I'm doing alone.
My, oh, my, that doesn't sound like Cougat, Patsy. Well, if he doesn't want to be with you, then why did he make the date in the first place?
Oh, he likes me. In fact, he told me I was charming. He loves the way I talk, and my father happens to be his butcher.
Patsy, don't tell me that's the way you get dates.
Sure. Any man that goes out with me gets a 5-pound steak. And furthermore, my father says that the man who marries me gets a full-grown cow. What am I saying? You ought to try it, Hildegard. I'll get my father to help you out.
Thanks, Patsy. But I managed to do all right.
Yes, but come here. Has a man ever told you have gorgeous lamb chops?
No, but I've occasionally gotten complaints about my cold shoulder. I made a joke.
Want a bet?
Buenas noches, Hildegard.
Well, it's that king of South American swing on a busman's holiday from the Copacabana nightclub, Xavier Cougar. Xavier.
Hildegard, I'm always happy to see you. But I have never been so happy as to be happy to see you here, happy with me. Happy.
If he was any happier, he'd be a kangaroo. And the way he's been hopping out on me, I think he is.
Oh, I'm sorry, Patsy.
Patsy? What? Patsy? Now we're playing games, I hope.
Yeah, but now that Hildegard is here, we can all three sit down and have a nice little long talk together, yes?
Oh, I'd love to, Xavier, but I have to go to the center of the floor and sing a song. I have to go now.
Well, Patsy, I have to go. I'm going.
Now where?
I have to go out to the check room and see how my overcoat is doing.
This is the first time I've been brushed off by an overcoat. Nice twist.
Don't worry, Patsy. Xavier will be back, and here I go to the piano. All right, Harry, please, introduction. Si vous please. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight I would like to sing the hauntingly beautiful All of a Sudden My Heart Sings. All of a sudden my heart sings.
when I remember little things, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is to be with you. Remembering all those little things, all of a sudden, my heart sings. The secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand, the wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your embrace, your little laugh and half surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes, the magic thrill that's in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much. The secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand, the wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your embrace, your little laugh and half surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes. Remembering all those little things, all of a sudden, my heart
sings. Dashing and debonair top personality of stage and screen is practically seated right under my nose. And it's the man who thrilled America with his performance in Laura, Mr. Clifton Webb.
Hello.
Ah, Clifton, it's always a thrill to see such an important theatrical figure.
Hildegard, it's always a thrill to see such a figure.
The same suave Clifton. Oh, I'm glad you're here tonight, Clifton, because there's a girl in this room who has a serious trouble.
Is this something you can talk about here in public?
Yes.
And I'm not interested.
Now, Clifton. No, this girl is here with a man who is neglecting her, and she's upset, and it's very important.
Oh, she has a big stake in it.
Yes, 5 pounds to be exact.
What?
I mean,
Well, you've come to the right man, Hildegard. I have a deep interest in human beings. I think that no home should be without one.
Really? What a profound observation.
Yes, my dear. I've recently been making a great study of the American family. I've seen dozens of families literally going to pot. Quarrels, domestic discord. I tell you, Hildegard, these problems are serious.
How did you learn so much about this subject, Clifton?
Listening to Tom's other wife. And I'm convinced, my dear, there is only one solution to such problems.
And what is that?
We've got to buy more soap. Ah, yes. Yes. Life Buoy can be beautiful.
But, Clifton, my friend's problem has no sponsor. You see, this man is simply not interested in her.
Precisely what happened to Joyce Maynard, girl night watchman. Now then, Hildy, my theory is that every woman is attractive. With some, it's quite obvious. With others, not so obvious. But basically, I insist, all women are beautiful.
Oh, Clifton, that speech could make you the next mayor of New York.
Tush, tush, I'm too tall. No, Hildy. Down deep, all women are beautiful. All women.
Hello, Hildegard. Just passing through. See you later.
Oh, Senior Coolgard, what are you running for? Nobody's chasing you.
Oh, yes, there's a lady chasing me. She's sitting down, but all the same, she's chasing me.
Xavier, this is Clifton Webb. Clifton, this is the man.
Sir, you should be ashamed.
And that's the girl, Patsy Kelly, sitting at that corner. See, in the table at the two.
Sir, even so, you should be ashamed.
What I do that is wrong?
You left that poor, defenseless girl sitting there all alone.
That's wrong?
You know, Hildegard, the man may have a point.
Clifton. Remember Joan Maynard, night girl watchman.
Who? Oh, yes, of course. Of course, you're perfectly right, Hildegard. Now, Mr. Hugard, every girl has something to offer a man. That girl has something to offer.
Yes, but who wants it?
Sir, when you encourage a girl, your place is at her side.
I see, Mr. Webb. Thank you very much. I'm going.
Back to Patsy?
No, back to the check room. Goodbye.
Hildegard, that man is a cad. But I must admit, there's nothing wrong with his eyesight.
Clifton, I'd like you to talk to Patsy later. Maybe her technique is wrong. What do you think? So will you stay right here, will you please?
Hildegard, I shan't move.
All right, that's wonderful. Clifton, listen to me. Mm-hmm. Hold it. That grace. That smile. That face. Hold it. Clifton, don't alter a thing. Hold it. Look, could fill a book. Hold it, you picture of spring. Listen, Clifton, perfectly still, allow me to fill my heart full of you, so I may keep awake or asleep that fabulous view. Oh, hold it, don't move, Clifton, don't change, for you.
Song for all you fellows and girls who dropped in on us tonight, and I hope it's one of your favorites too. Now let's see, shall we?
I'll be yours. My world may be lonely, but I'll await your return. I'll be yours, yours forever and only. And while you're gone, how I yearn. You're in every prayer, every dream, every thought. Dear, you're everywhere. Come what may, night and day, I'll be yours. The hour of leaving has come and gone. No time for grieving, we must go on. I have the feeling, though who knows when, you'll come back again. Until then, I'll be yours. My world may be lonely, but I'll await your return. I'll be yours, yours forever and only. And while you're gone, how I'll yearn. You're in dream, every thought. Dear, you're everywhere. Come what may, night and day, I'll be
the only way to get Mr. Cougar to stand still is to get him up here to do a song with me. I know he's usually reluctant to perform impromptu, but...
Here I am.
My, you're picking up speed, Xavier.
Oh, I feel hep tonight. I'm in the grave.
No, you mean groove. I hope Patsy doesn't mind being alone again while we sing a song. Do you think she...
Only one song? Can we do 10, 20 encores? Tonight I could sing about love forever.
Never mind singing. Why don't you do something about it?
Xavier, I'm afraid you're not acting like a gentleman to Patsy.
I don't know. Every time I pass her, I tip my hat.
Well, maybe we better sing. Hmm? Harry, how about Senor Cugat's famous song, Take It Easy? And Xavier, you know what we'll do? We'll make it up as we go along. How about it?
Let's try it.
What have you got, Mr. Cugat, that you run around the room and never keep your seat?
Potsy Kelly, that's what I got. What a fellow has to do today to get some meat.
Don't get too hot, Senor Cugat, for of all the nicest girls, your Patsy takes the cake.
Let her take it. Let her take it. All I want from Patsy Kelly is her for five pounds of steak. Hildegard, Hildegard, let's take a bow.
Oh, here she comes, here she comes.
I'm going now.
Take it easy, Mr. Cugat. If you don't treat Patsy right, you won't get steak at all.
You know, Hildy, I've been thinking that a steak is very good, but I'll take one meatball.
Without bread?
Without bread, just one meatball.
Without bread?
Without bread,
just one meatball.
That's all right. Some of the words almost rhymed, didn't they?
Well, Hildegard, what do you expect? Perfection?
Now a lovely ballad, very new, and maybe one that will never grow old. It's from the picture, The Three Caballeros. The romantic, You Belong to My Heart. You belong to my heart, now and forever, and our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we all know the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song and you'll always belong to my heart. Was a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we all know the stars and a million guitars are still playing. Darling, you are the song, and you'll always belong to my heart. Thank you, thank you. Oh, Patsy, Patsy Kelly, please come into the spotlight. Thank you. May I ask you, are you still alone, Patsy?
Yep, Mr. Fuller's giving me the brush again.
Oh, but don't worry, Pat. That's a good line. Where'd you get that?
Yeah.
Patsy.
You can have it.
Patsy, please don't worry. There's a man of the world here who can help solve your problem.
Give me a man and all my problems are solved.
No, Patsy, I mean he'll advise you.
You see, it's Clifton Webb. Oh, Clifton. Would you come on the floor, please? Up on this floor. Thank you. Mm. Patsy, he speaks very elegantly, and he's very debonair.
That's for me.
Oh, what is it, Hildegard?
Patsy, this is Clifton Webb.
Well, as one mountain said to the other, hiya, Cliff. Hi, old fella.
Hildegard, which way did Mr. Q got go?
And Clifton, Patsy is depending on you to tell her how to keep a man. And hurry before Xavier comes back.
Well, I'll try, but this is not going to be easy. Now, for one thing, Miss Kelly, a girl must never throw herself at a man.
She shouldn't?
No, she should remain aloof.
You're absolutely right, Clifton. Now, show Patsy just what you mean.
Me? Mm-hmm. Really, dear?
Come
after
on.
All, you know, my dear, this is only a theory.
Well, back it up, brother, back it up.
Back it up. Back it up. Very well, I shall. Now, for example, I am your escort for the evening, and we are walking through the park.
Are we alone?
Naturally.
Let's next.
No, 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 no. Now, you see, that's exactly what I mean. Now, never throw yourself at a man. Remain aloof.
Oh, all right. Let's go back to the park. Come on.
Very well. Now, remember, aloof.
Aloof, yeah.
Now, the moon is still shining. It's very romantic, and after a while I say, may I hold your hand?
Beat it, bum. Is that right? Huh? Is that it?
That, I'm afraid, is a little too aloof. And Miss Kelly, will you please stop shoving?
Yes.
Now, shall we try it again?
Yes, I think we should.
Yes, Hildegard, can't you see we want to be alone? That. Carry on, Clifton, old boy. Carry on.
Well, we sit underneath a tree in the moonlight. I take your tiny hand.
This time I don't say nothing.
We sit quietly for a while, listening to the soft sounds of evening.
How romantic.
Yeah, Hildegard, will you stop following us? Go feed the squirrels. Go on, go away, do something.
And then, in a quivering voice...
Yes?
I recite a lovely Shakespearean sonnet. Yes.
Fine. The guy drags me in the park, sits me under the moon, and gives me an English lesson. Great.
And to think I could have gone to the movies tonight and seen Laura.
Oh, now, wait. Never mind those other dames. You still got to help me with my problem.
My dear, nothing would please me more. Yes, indeed. Even nothing would please me more.
Clifton, before Xavier comes back, have you any other important suggestions for Patsy?
Well, there's always the old standby, Miss Kelly. Make a man jealous and he's yours. Poor devil.
Jealous? You're right. That's it. Make him jealous. Well.
Hello, Hildegard. Hello, Mr. Webb. Oh, Patsy. Well, I got to be going.
Clifton, tell me again how much you love me.
Who, me?
Of course, don't you remember? Jealousy. Jealousy.
Oh yes, I quite forgot. Miss Kelly, Patsy, I love you. Well, I've got to be going.
Oh, Clifton, please. Please, don't leave me now. Kiss me again and again.
Who, me?
Please kiss me again.
Please, Miss Kelly, remember, aloof, aloof.
All right, aloof. Aloof you too. Aloof you. Aloof you too. You got the strip.
What?
Now you got me talking like Charles Boyer.
Did you hear that, Xavier?
My eyes are beginning to not believe my ears.
Patsy, it's working. Keep on going.
Ah, Clifton, why do you adore me so? Why do you tell me I'm so beautiful?
Yes, why? Yes. Oh, of course, I forgot. I love you.
Ah, say it again.
I love you.
Say it again.
Miss Kelly, will you pay attention? I love you. Hoogie, will you please take it up from here? After all, it's your meat.
Oh, who wants it? I just became a vegetarian. Goodbye.
Well, I tried. Well, toodaloo, girls. I wonder where Laura's playing.
Well, Patricia, if you keep coming, who knows, you may find your man. And Clifton, seeing you here brings to mind that great song, Give Me Something to Remember You By. It was from your smash comedy, Broadway success, Please a Crowd.
And Clifton, the lyric is still timely. Tonight I would like to dedicate it to you, to the men in service and their wives and sweethearts.
Give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me, dear. Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be, though I'll pray for you night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by when you are far away from me. I'll pray for you, night and day for you. It will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by when you are far.
Get together for a while. Don't mind the weather, you can smile. Get in good condition, just relax and have some fun. Every inhibition you can tear down, let your hair down. Loosen up and grin a little grin. Give the sun a doorway to get in. Like a daisy, you'll be perking. Your sense of humor's working. So gather round and have a little fun. Come on, everybody. Loosen up and grin a little grin. That's it. Give the sun a doorway to get in. Like a daisy, you'll be perking. Your sense of humor's working. So gather round and have a little fun. Boys and girls, that does it for this evening. And now this is Hildegard saying thank you and a good, good night wherever you are. Goodbye and God bless you all.
Radio Room starring Hildegard came to you from New York. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Je vous aime. You've completely stolen my heart.